Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And we are kicking things off on a Wednesday afternoon. Man, I'm telling you, it still feels like Monday. I don't know what it is, but, yeah, the work week. Really cool. The around the corner, Cowboy Christmas still underway. We've got more rodeos getting underway with PRCA. We got a lot of things to talk about here in our show. We got more information that came in from this past weekend that we do want to share with you, let you guys know what's going on out there. Some big changes in the point standings. Man, exciting stuff. I'm telling you, the NFR this year is probably going to be one of the best years ever in the NFR. I just really believe it. I've been seeing it, you know, take shape all year long. Now we're halfway through the season. We're into the Cowboy Christmas. As we see the Cowboy Christmas wind down there, really through the remainder of this month, I think we're going to see who's going to be in the standings, who's going to be in the running. You know, that top 10 is really going to take shape, and we're going to know who's going to be there. So a lot of big things to talk about. PBR about ready to get back underway. A lot of bull riding action coming at you. CBR in full swing. Man, I'm telling you, the rodeos, the bull ridings are definitely out there. But before we get into talking about the rodeos, I got to throw this at you. The news, the breaking news, it's been all over the reports. Every news station, every television station, I think. Heck, I think we're even seeing it on Comedy Central. I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's everywhere. Casey Anthony found not guilty yesterday. I know there's so many people out there that have been following along with this deal. You know, it is a tragedy. You know, I don't think that justice was served to the young little Haley Anthony. But I can say this, that it will be just a matter of time. You know, obviously there's going to be that final judgment day, you know, and we're all going to be judged. But I think that in the process, you know, the court systems, the way they are, the people, the way they are nowadays, you know, I think that there was just not enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And you know, it's a shame. It really is. By the fact that they didn't find her guilty at least of manslaughter or, you know, child abuse. I just one day be served. But it, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are certainly outraged by the deal. And my thing is this, you know, we just have to understand and respect the way the court systems are. I mean, the only thing that we can do to prevent it from happening again is to go in and actually make a stand and make those changes. You know, we have to make those changes in our system in order to be able to right the things that are wrong. So, wow, looks like we're getting a little breaking up going on down here, and I'm not real sure what's going on, but wow. Well, anyhow, hopefully we get that cleared up. You know, it's the modern technology that we have here in the great state of Louisiana. Okay, well, if it sounds better now, then we'll roll with it. But anyhow, yeah, it really is a shame, you know, just to know that a young girl like that, you know, but, you know, it's really that entire family. And, you know, to me, I think that Casey Anthony is very sick. You know, I think she's a sick, sick young girl. Just watching some of those things take place. And it's sad. It really is. But, you know, we just have to believe that one day justice will be served. And, you know, until the judicial system gets things right, you know, we've got to deal the hand that's been dealt to us, you know. And I don't think it was the jury's fault. I think that they took the evidence, you know, as a juror, somebody who's been on a jury, you know, can honestly say that, you know, I mean, you've got to look at all aspects of everything involved, and you've got to understand that what you may hear out here is not what they, you know, are there to judge. They're there to judge the evidence that was brought forth. And, you know, it's a sad, sad day for sure. I was very surprised that they would actually come up with a plea of guilty or not guilty within 11 hours. I thought that was pretty interesting. But anyways, getting down to it, we've got rodeo, we've got bull riding to talk about, and we're going to get down to it for sure here in just a few minutes. Man, I'm telling you, so many big things happening. You know, I said it yesterday on our show that we're going to go back and, you know, keep up to date as to what's going on. And, I mean, from the time we got off of our show to the time, you know, we came back on air, things have been changing. Things have been happening out here just like you wouldn't believe. I mean, there's so many things going on in the rodeo community right now. I can't get over some of these changes that we're watching unfold going into these finals that will be taking place in October and in December. I mean, it's just a lot of big things happening. So we're going to get down to it. We're going to talk about it here in just a few minutes. But fans, before we do, we got to remind you guys, if you guys want to know more about the results that are coming in, especially during Cowboy Christmas, you can find them all at ProBullStats.com. Make sure to get over there. You can find them on Makin8.com. Check under the directory. You'll see ProBullStats.com. Make sure to go check them out. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, it's all about the rodeo, so stay tuned.
I'm ready. You know you work all week just to make a draw. Sometimes you can't ride them at all, but I'm booked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that chute, can't stop thinking about all that looting. I'm a roadie cowboy, motoring on the insane. That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink the Big Mac, take a dime on the kill of fame. 32-50, just think of all I live through it, don't go about it all on the road. The only cowboy, bordering on the insane. Cobwebs to think what's going on. Be like on my circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, beer to now be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm a roadie cowboy, rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dog on the field of fame. 32-50, just think of all I live through it. Don't go about it all on the road. The only cowboy, bordering on the insane.
Oh, that big bucking race. Hey, I'm boys, someday you have fame. When you open up that gate and that bull roars down like a runaway train. The old cowboy bordering on the insane. And that's why each cheeseburger drinks six packs, take a dive on the kill bang. 32 bits to just take a fall. I live through it, but don't go about it all out the road. The old cowboy bordering on the insane. Yeah, and each cheeseburger drinks six packs, take a dive on the kill bang. 32 bits to just take a fall, mighty good. Talk about it all out the road. The old cowboy. Road. The old cowboy. Rodeo, the old cowboy. With the border in the only insane.
It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com on a Wednesday afternoon as we get things fired up. Time to talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding with you, the fans. But before we do, I want to remind you guys that we do have phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. So feel free to do that at any time. Also want to let y'all know we are hopefully going to be having a guest call in our show here in just a little bit, so we'll let you guys know about that when the time comes. But before we do, man, got to send a big old congratulations out to one of our fans, Miss Melanie. If most of you guys are on Twitter, you're following the Twitter network, you know that Team PBR is giving away daily prizes out there, and looks like Miss Melanie was quick on the trigger finger, was able to get some tweets out there. Some retweets, obviously, and posting the score. I guess yesterday's question was Robinson Palermo's highest score of the year. And, yep, Miss Melanie was the first one out there. I believe 94.5 was what got it. So congratulations to her for winning that daily prize, courtesy of Team PBR. And if you guys want to know more about it, go check out teampbr.com, or you can follow them right there on – or pbrnow.com, I'm sorry. Or you can follow them right there at Team PBR on Twitter. So definitely congratulations to her. Now, yesterday, we were talking about getting these results in, and, you know, some of the websites were struggling to keep up with all the information. You know, that is really, really tough to do during this time of year with Cowboy Christmas, is to keep up with all the results that are coming in from so many different rodeos, so many different bull ridings. The big change that I saw, obviously, this was a record-breaking year for Trevor Brazil once again, setting a record in the most money won during Cowboy Christmas. Now, although it's not, I wouldn't say it's not officially over yet, the record has already been broke. You know, I mean, the 4th of July weekend, that whole stretch leading into it is the big Cowboy Christmas. However, these rodeos don't stop. So what they did was, I believe that they took the amount of time that and the amount of events that were posted out there for the Cowboy Christmas run, compared them to previous years, Trevor Brazil winning over $40,000 during the Cowboy Christmas run this year, which obviously set a record and actually surpassed one of our favorites in Ty Murray's record that he had set at $37,000 back in 1999. So there's a bit of information I thought was really interesting. This year was a record-breaking year for Trevor Brazil once again. I mean, this guy's finding ways to break records still. I mean, you know, is anybody going to be able to top him for the all-around cowboy once again? I doubt it. You know, he is just so far ahead right now, it's unbelievable. But for him to pull out the kind of wins that he did and make the money. But speaking of making money, we just had one of our good friends on, Mr. Shane Hanchy, was on, tie-down roper. You guys know him pretty well by now, hopefully. He was just on our show last week, and, you know, we're talking about him making this Cowboy Christmas run. He ends up setting a record himself, an arena record, in St. Paul at 7.4 for a tie-down rope. You know, and that was something that we always relay back to when we're talking about the timed events and the time runs for a tie-down. You take a guy like Shane, you know, if you make 8 seconds, if you're making eight, usually you're going to pull yourself a paycheck. And Shane actually did that. 7.4 was the, you know, or is the new arena record set by Shane in St. Paul. So anywhere around that 8 second time, you're usually going to be in some money. And Shane actually, he actually cashed checks in 7 rodeos in 6 days and now has moved up into the top 10. He is sitting in 10th place right now in the tie-down roping standings. He was 30th last week. So you talk about how fast things can change during Cowboy Christmas. Amazing. You can't say enough about a guy like Shane, though. He was really focused. There's an article on ProRodeo.com. You guys can find it there, the PRCA website, talking about Shane. But he actually, you know, he's got 2 different horses, one that he was running up north, one that he had down south. He actually had in Arizona, was out in Colorado, that type of thing. He's pretty excited. He got up there, got with his NFR horse, Riata. We've heard him talk about this horse for a long time. Really strong horse. And, yeah, I mean, it's a great thing to see a guy like him. He knew where he was sitting, though. Said that he felt comfortable. He was going to make this month a really good month. And he certainly has done that going into Cowboy Christmas. You know, setting a record at 7.4 is huge up there in St. Paul. Carrying on a lot of second-place finishes, enough to win money. And that's what he needed to do. That's the most important thing, is drawing these paychecks, you know, and getting that cash that you need to get yourself in those standings. He was able to do that and has now worked his way up into the 10th spot in the NFR. Last year he had a really good August. This year, I think he looks to capitalize on that, kind of go back to a lot of those same events that he was at, knowing that he had himself a good run last year. I think we're going to see him do the same thing again this year. Should be really exciting to see how that plays out. But while we're talking about Shane Proctor, looking at the overall scores. Now, just yesterday, we were talking about the gap, the margin between first and second place. And we had saw that Shane was at 94,000. Well, after the Cowboy Christmas run, as more results are being posted in there, he is now over $100,000. JW at 68,000. So he has extended that gap tremendously. There's over a $32,000 gap between him and second place, which is JW Harris. Can JW catch him? Yeah. Most definitely. There's a lot of events, a lot of money to be won. And as we all know, Shane is going to be riding the Built 4 Tough Series. He's going to have to go back here at the end of this month. So he's really only got this month to capitalize on to extend that gap to be in first place going into the NFR. Now, is Shane really worried about it? I don't think so. I think that with the amount of money that's able to be won at the NFR with your day money, with your event wins, you know, in all 10 rounds, and then your overall, I really believe that, you know, it's going to come down to the NFR. I think that JW Harris will be able to ride real well going into it. Is he going to be able to capitalize? Is he going to be able to, you know, is he going to be able to catch Shane? I believe he can. It's going to be so exciting to watch this NFR this year. Like I said, I really believe that it's going to come down to the NFR, and I think that that's where we're going to see everything unfold. This is huge. This is really, really big. And I think for the fans, this is going to be one of the most exciting years to watch the NFR in a number of years. Now, last year we had some really good excitement. J.W. Harris, I believe, won four rounds. You know, this guy was really dominating during the NFR. Loves Vegas. We had an opportunity to talk with him. So does Shane. Shane's going to be in Vegas during the PBR finals. He's going to be at the Thomas and Mack Arena. You know, are we going to see him really capitalize going into that NFR? Man, I'm telling you, this thing is going to really, really get exciting. So you guys better hold on. It's going to get, you know, we're going to talk about it more throughout the remainder of the season. We're going to really try to keep tabs on what's going on in the PRCA, how things are unfolding there. Is JW going to have enough to get back up there in contention going into the NFR? But I really think it's going to come down to that 10th round. I think it's going to come down to that overall payout as to who is going to be the PRCA world champion. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. I mean, what are your opinions? What are your thoughts about this? I think it's, you know, like I said, we watched some great excitement last year in the tie-down roping, the steer wrestling. You know, there were some great events that were going on. The barrel racing was really exciting, had a few really, really good rounds, was entertaining to watch. I think the bull riding is going to be heated up and exciting to watch throughout the entire event. But I think that every bit of the NFR is going to be exciting. Watching a guy like Shane Hanchey, like I said, as long as he continues to have a great July and an even better August, we're going to see this guy in contention. He went from 30th to 10th place. That's jumping 20 slots. That's a pretty good paycheck there. That's a lot of money earned. Are we still going to see that? I mean, these guys are still out on their Cowboy Christmas runs. So are we going to see those points change? Absolutely. You know, it's going to be something to keep an eye out on for sure. What do you guys think of Trevor Brazil breaking another record? I mean, that's huge. You know, 2011 has certainly been an exciting year so far to talk about, to be a part of these rodeos and these bull ridings out there. You know, from seeing the last Cowboy Standing and seeing a veteran guy like Luke Snyder win that in the PBR, you know, to what we're seeing now during Cowboy Christmas. Just a lot of action, really are. Are we going to see somebody ride Bushwhacker this year in the PBR? You know, I think it very well could be. I think we're going to see a lot of guys. I'll tell you what, I would like to see that matchup of Shane Proctor running like he is right now, winning and riding bulls, take on a bull like Bushwhacker. I absolutely would. I think that would be huge. I think that Shane Proctor is a guy that could certainly do it, you know, and I think that if we see the second half of the season take off like we've seen the first half, man, oh man, look out. I think that we could very well see that. So, man, a lot to look forward to, that's for sure. Wow, I've been sitting up here gabbing. I haven't gotten any comments, any remarks. I mean, is this thing on? I don't know. What's going on here, guys? you know, usually the chat room is pretty vocal, but, man, you guys are just, I don't know, on the downside. Do we need to take another break and kick y'all off with some rodeo music to get you fired up? What the heck is happening here? But, yeah, I mean, really, this is, I'm fired up for it. I think that there's a lot of guys that have been around the PRCA, been around the PBR, seen a lot of these guys. I think the talent that we're seeing this year, not just in the bulls, but in the athletes, really is going to make for our finals, both in the PBR World Finals. I think that the Brazilians are going to see a huge run. You know, talking about Cowboy Christmas, and even with some of the Touring Pro events that are happening out there, you know, obviously that they've increased their events as well. We're seeing a lot of the Brazilians kind of on the back burner. They're not being made mentioned as much. Now, Robinson Palermo is still on a huge run, but a lot of those guys you know, maybe because they're down in Brazil and we're not seeing a whole lot of the results coming in over there or what. But I can honestly say that I think the Americans coming in for the second half of the season are going to certainly make a strong run going into the PBR World Finals. So I think we all should definitely make sure to stay tuned and stay online, find out how this thing really plays out. I know I am going to enjoy it for sure. So anyway, I do see that some of our fans are still awake with us and tuned in right here. And, man, I got to say how much we appreciate it. It's nice to see so many of you guys that are tuned in on a daily basis, ready for more. And, obviously, I mean, if we could bring you rodeos, we would certainly do that. I wish we could put on a rodeo every day right here, you know, just to give you guys something to watch, because it truly is some entertaining stuff. And I know that you guys are extremely hungry to see more of the bull riding, more of the action that's going on. So with that being said, guys, we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more bull riding, more rodeo with you, the fans. Hopefully have our guest caller jump online here, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Want to remind you guys that one guy we haven't talked about a lot about is our good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets. And if you guys can find him right there on MakeIt8.com, go check under the Rider Network, and you can find RobSmets.com. And go check him out. I think you'll see that a legend like himself is still out there participating in the Cowboy Christmas, and hopefully we'll have him on the line here in just a little bit, so make sure to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Your daddy told you I got no direction. A pickup and a camper ain't a hole. I ain't saying that he's wrong, but you gotta do this on your own. So what's it gonna be? If you wanna come with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. You gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh, I know they're running off with some cowboy. Ain't something that a lady like you had planned. When I look into your eyes, I see all the love and time. Don't let life pass you by. If you wanna be mine, it's gonna be a wild ride. And hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh. You could go on with the life that you were living, and maybe that would be enough. But if you think that's something you'll be missing, you're willing to take a chance on love, it's gonna be a wild ride. Gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a liberty, wild ride, but it sure be sitting on the fence. Oh,
gotta hold on tight, roll with Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
Five-time world champion Rob Smets, you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right, as we kick things off on a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. That's right, halfway through the work week, and rodeos, bull ridings are still going on. You know, one thing that we didn't make mention of this week at all, Statesville. You know, they've got the Zebra event going on up there, pretty big event that you can see week in and week out up there on Thursdays up there in Statesville, North Carolina, Zebra bull riding. Tom Teak Bucking Bulls brings his bulls down there, and I'm telling you, they get wild, they get ranked. Luke Kaufman up there announcing, Matt Merritt, one of the best funny men I see out there in a while, great entertainer. You won't be disappointed by a performance up there on the Thursday night, you know, and then everybody goes, hangs out at the Hooters afterwards, man. It's good times. But we've got some great questions coming in here from our European bull riders, throwing a big shout out to all you guys over there tuned in. Certainly appreciate you guys keeping up with us, but posting a great comment in there about Rocky McDonald and just where he stands in the PBR standings right now. And just, you know, because of his amazing ability to be able to ride with a handicap. I mean, you know, really, but this guy gets himself up, rides on tour, has been known to be several alternates. He's ridden out there as alternates during this year. We have seen Rocky out there. Did have himself a great run out there in Australia. I know that he's done really well. I know that he's sitting outside of the top 40 right now, but I believe he's sitting fourth in the standings for the Touring Pro event. So we should see him work his way up. If he does real well going into the second half of the season here, he may make that final cut. I'm not real sure how that's going to play out 100%, but due to injuries, due to things like that, I think that we may have an opportunity to see Rocky compete there at the World Final. So we'll have to stay tuned to that. But I appreciate the comment coming in. Man, that's a great comment, and really that's a guy we certainly need to keep an eye out for and take a look at going into the second half of the season. But there are so many. I mean, there's a lot of guys that we would love to be able to, you know, bring you. I mean, our good friend Brendan Clark. I obviously, you know, taking a pretty big win down there this past weekend, still so excited for him. Is it going to be enough? You know, what's he going to have to do to get himself back on tour? You know, obviously he did not make the cut here, as, you know, the last couple cuts has really been running into a bad way. Now that he's had a chance to go home, compete in front of his hometown, actually win an event back down there, is that going to be enough to get him motivated to come back here to the U.S. and ride? I certainly hope so. I would love, you know, I mean, I just can't see going to, I can't see having, you know, a PBR finals without Brendan Clark there, you know. If he's competing, I really think that, you know, we as fans certainly enjoy watching him. Such a great PR guy, and he is a fan favorite without a doubt. So hopefully we will we'll have an opportunity to see him back up in there. But man, a lot of big things happening out there. This whole month has just been huge. I can't wait to see what the second half of the season holds for the, you know, the PBR. But also, you know, these next couple months are going to be a huge factor, and we're going to really, like I said, we're going to start seeing the these guys really take shape and, you know, going to see who's going to be in the top 10 or who's going to be in the top 15 going into the NFR. Now, I think that if you're securely in a spot of the top 10, that, you know, you're going to be there at the NFR. You know, that's just my belief, but anything can happen, you know. Injuries, that type of deal, it certainly raises a whole lot of questions. And I actually just lost connection on my computer here, so we're trying to get it back on board. I apologize, fans. But y'all know me with my multitasking skills, trying to keep everything lined up and on board. Man, first we're having phone issues, now we're having connection issues. Not a good day. But it is Wednesday. We are halfway through the work week and ready for another rodeo weekend, guys. And we're only a couple weeks away for some big things happening for Making Eight as we get back out on the road and we start hitting this trail pretty hard. I got to tell you, New Braunfels, Texas, huge event going on up there. Going to be the weekend. It's going to be a one-day event. Going to be July 30th. And I know that we are going to be in Texas 28th, 29th, and 30th, and we definitely look to be there. So you guys can look forward to that. If you guys are out in that area, we would love to have y'all come down and hang out with us, spend some time with us. I think you're going to like what we are going to be launching out there. That is going to be the first event. You guys are going to get to hear about it, see about it, and know everything about it right there. I will tell you that we are also looking at being on some we're also looking at the possibility of even being on a morning radio show out there. We're going to have to keep you guys posted out there, let you know what's going on. But it looks like Making Eight's going to be taking off going out that way. It looks like we're also going to be on some morning news stations out there. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get some makeup put on or something, man. You know, I've definitely been working on my tan, so that's a good thing. But, wow, yeah. You know, I always said I got a face for radio, so hopefully we'll get that situated. And I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a really, really, really cool deal. Man, this computer is just not wanting to cooperate. And I apologize if we've actually got some callers on the line that want to give us a shout. Just hang tight. We're getting it back on, up and running. Yeah. We're just going to keep working at this thing, plugging away. Now I lost my chat room, so I can't even see you guys helping to keep me entertained and keep the show running along here. Man, I hate when that stuff happens there on a Wednesday afternoon. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, so many different things with the rodeo community that are happening right now. Hopefully, you know, the most important thing is that you fans are out there and exposing yourself to it and actually seeing how everything is taking shape out there. Because when you have an opportunity to go to these events now and then you sit back and you watch the NFR, you watch the PBR finals, man, you know, you can actually say you were actually there for part of this happening, you know. And I think at any given week, we can see a guy like Shane Proctor that could match up against a bull like Bushwhacker and actually take that, you know. That's huge. That is so huge. And I think we could possibly see that this year. So don't sell yourself short in missing out on an opportunity like that, you know. It will certainly hurt you. It will certainly hurt you. So, anyhow, man, I'm going to have to just shut everything down here before too long, try to get this thing back up and running. Killing me. But that's all right. We'll get through it for sure. Anyways. I wish we could even open up. We can't even open up the phone lines to sit back and talk. It is a crying shame. But that's all right. We'll get it all situated here, fans. Just stay with us. Hold tight. We will make it happen. I haven't had issues like this in some time. This is kind of a new one on us. It's been a while. Man, oh man. Well, wouldn't you know it? Yeah, it has certainly been one of those days right here with Making8.com. That's all right. We'll get it back up and running here. We're hoping to even have a guest on board here with us, and I don't know if they're even tuned in on the phone lines. We can't reach them. We can't open it up because we can't see anything. I don't know if anybody's there or not. So you guys make sure to just hold tight. Hopefully we'll have them here when we get back online. If not, we'll try to reschedule, maybe even get them on here tomorrow. We'd certainly love to be able to talk with them and find out how this Cowboy Christmas thing is taking shape. We want to know from some guys that have been around there for some time. So we're gonna work at it. Hopefully we'll get it back in order. Yeah. Love the internet. Love wireless, you know? We're so happy when we got this stuff and man now sometimes we want to throw everything we have at it. But that's all right. All right, as we get this thing back up and running, we'll see what's happening here. I do apologize. Like I said, we did lose our chat room, so I don't get to see any more questions or comments that are popping in. But we do have some cowboy logic for you that we can share with you here, and hopefully we'll get that thrown at you here. We've only got about 15 minutes left in our show, 15, 20 minutes left in our show here. And I can't even pull in the cowboy logic from our good friend, Miss Melanie. Man, how disappointing is that? All right. We may have something going on here. All right. Bear with me there, folks. But while we still have a chance, we'll throw some good cowboy logic at you for the day. You know, here's something that I've got that was actually given to me a while back. I saw it on a Twitter post not too long ago. It was a pretty good quote, courtesy of Mr. Dale Earnhardt. And, you know, it just kind of plays into effect something that we should all take a look at. You can't let one bad moment spoil good ones. And that is so, so true. You know, it certainly gives us all something to think about, you know, that, you know, just because we have one downfall doesn't mean we need to let it ruin a bunch of our good ones. And I just thought that was really true, and I thought that was some great cowboy logic for the day. So decided to share that with you. I know that Miss Melanie has some, and we cannot open up our board here to even get it back up and running. So, man, how disappointing is this? But we'll keep driving at it. We'll keep plugging away here, guys. We may actually have to break out just a little bit early, and I apologize to all of our fans, but we are just not having the best of luck here getting things back up and running. Not real sure. But, hey, we did talk a lot of bull riding, a lot of rodeo action, and I think the results are going to get even bigger and even better as these next few days transpire. You know, as we see a lot of this stuff happening out here, I certainly think that we could see some major, major things happening out here. So make sure to stay tuned. Stay tuned to your big websites. We've got them posted there on Making8.com, you know, under our rodeo network. You guys can log on. You guys can go check out PBR, PRCA, CBR. Find out how these things are going. You know, you definitely want to – you don't want to miss what's happening out here. You really don't. There's so many different things happening out there, you know, that I think that we could all benefit from it. And, you know, you don't want to be that one that says, man, I wish I'd have gone to this event, especially if it's close enough for you to be there. So just my friendly advice to you fans out there, do not miss out on an opportunity to be to one of these fantastic rodeos or bull ridings. You know, there's plenty of them going on, and I think we're going to see a lot more happen here in the second half of the season. You know, these cowboys and these cowgirls that are out there making these runs are really putting it out on the line this point in time. You know, beginning of the year, I think Shane had made mention of it earlier this season, is, you know, it kind of gives you an opportunity to hang back, you can sit back, kind of relax, be in relaxed mode, you know, go win you a few little rodeos, maybe pick up a couple paychecks here and there. But this is the time of year where rodeos get hard and heavy, and these competitors, these athletes, really have to start putting it on the line. So, yeah, don't want to miss out on an opportunity like that, folks. You really don't. This is your chance to be there and be a part of that and witness it firsthand. You see a guy like Trevor Brazil still winning records out there at these events. You know, this Cowboy Christmas run gave him the opportunity to break another record, you know, beating Ty Murray's record. You see a guy like Shane Hanchey breaking an arena record out at the event up there in St. Paul. You know, you're seeing these guys win big. Shane Proctor extending his lead in the bull riding. Just huge. I mean, absolutely huge. And you're seeing it at rodeos all over. So don't miss out on that opportunity. It's still here. Kids are out for summer vacation. Perfect opportunity for you guys to go out there and spend time as a family, you know, with these rodeos. It truly, truly is. So anyhow, we're going to take another break here, guys. We're actually going to wrap up our show. We're going to have to shut it down a few minutes early. I am just not having the best of luck here. Looks like we're going to have to do a whole system reboot, but that's the modern technology world that we live in. You got to love it. So I want to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us today and remind you that we will be back here tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be able to get our guest on board. If they did try calling in, I want to say I apologize. Hopefully we'll get you back here tomorrow with us if we can. Definitely want to talk more with you, and do apologize for today. So it's going to wrap up our show here today, fans. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be back at it for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. So until then, make sure to get a grip with Makin8.